Vikings defensive end Jared Allen joins us on this week's edition of Under the Lights. 9 sacks, Jared. You're having a great season. You compare it to 22, it doesn't feel like such a big number, but 9 sacks at this stage in the season is a really good season. How does it feel?
It feels good. You know, I unfortunately have to combat what I did last year with 22. You know, I had to explain it to a guy on the radio the other day. He's like, your sack numbers are down. And I was like, how do you figure? I'm on pace to have like 13, which right. is, you know, awesome, you know, 12 or 13 for the year. And but people, they see 22 from last year and they think that's the new standard. You know, and I have to kind of remind people, there's no one in the history of the NFL, A, who has ever led, you know, the league back-to-back years in the sacks and or had 2 20-plus sack seasons. And I tell people all the time, I'll take 12 a year, 13 a year, 10 a year for my entire career, and I'll be just fine.
And that's what you've been doing as a Viking. You've been double-digit every season. You're going to be double-digit this year again. You joined us in 2008. How has it been as a Viking since then?
Oh, it's been great. You know what? This organization is a class act. It really is like a big family, you know. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of playing in the loud, awesome, crazy dome. And, you know, our fans are phenomenal. And the community, they just welcomed me and my family. And, you know, we fit right in here.
You're a defensive end. This is a passing league. Lots of pressure on you to get sacks, right? But there's a play in our game last week against Chicago that stands out to me more than any other maybe that you've made this season. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Probably when I ran down Forte.
Yes, and I know it ended in the 15-yard penalty, but, I mean, you lined up across the field. Forte's running down the opposite sideline. That's you being a veteran player and being a leader. When other guys see that on tape, I have to imagine it makes them want to increase their game, too.
Hey, you know, it's one of those things we always preach, you know, never give up on a play and try to and run. And as I saw him breaking, I knew I had an angle. And, you know, I try to show these young guys I still got a little juice left in these old legs, but... Yeah, you know, I've never viewed myself strictly as a pass rusher. You know, people don't really, I guess my run game doesn't get as much respect as my pass rushing game, but I love playing the run. There's nothing better than choking a dude out and making a tackle for loss. And I mean, it's just, it's exciting. And you know, having to make a play down the field, I didn't see him step out of bounds. He was still running hard to me. So if it did, that they called the penalty, that sucks. But yeah, you know, that. It's plays like that. You never know what play can change a game or what play can save a game. And, you know, I just try to do my part to help our team win.
The Vikings defense, you guys are coming on of late. You've been playing well all season. But lately, 3 of the last 4 games, we've had 2 turnovers or more. So that's what you guys preach that all the time in practice. That has to feel good to finally be getting those results, those turnovers.
Oh, absolutely. And we're capitalizing on them. You know, our guys are taking them back and scoring with them or getting really darn close. And, you know, we just got to continue doing a good job of taking care of the ball on offense and creating turnovers on defense. And that's really a recipe for success in this league. And you can go through the course of the season and the wins and losses will probably be, you know, whoever's up in that turnover column usually wins the game.
So aside from that, what do you like about this year's defense? You have a lot of familiar faces. But every team, every year, has a little different characteristics. So what do you like about our defense this year?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. You know, still some stuff we're trying to get used to as far as, you know, schematic things wise. But, you know, I would say the play of our secondary. You know, we're healthy this year, which has been huge. You know, the last few years we've been beaten and battered back there. And to have Antoine this late in his career playing at such a high level and have him healthy, you know, this late in the season is great for us. And, you know, he's obviously setting an example for these young guys. And I think our safety play is at the tops since I've been here. You know, so our DBs are ball hawking. You can see our young guys playing hard. And it all starts with that tempo that Antoine sets and that pace and that tenacity he brings it to the game every Sunday.
You've been known to take a defensive TD to the house a time or two.
It's been a while.
There's a question I couldn't wait to ask you. When are we going to get you an offensive touchdown?
You know what?
Let's do this.
We need to get this done because in Kansas City, I had 2 of them. I got 2 passes thrown to me, caught both of them for 2 touchdowns. So that's like 1,000%.
It's a good ratio.
I don't even know Hall of Famers that have 1,000% catch to touchdown ratio.
I know where Coach Musgrave's office is. We can go up
I've
and
been
talk
harping
to him.
My problem is we carry like 75 tight ends on this team. So to throw me in there would be a slap in the face of them. And, you know, hey, if they're throwing me the ball, there's a problem. We got a big horse named 28, yeah. And Adrian Peterson.
He's
just keep feeding him the rock.
Well, if it does happen this season, it's going to happen at a huge moment because we only have 3 games left.
Yeah.
All 3 of them are going to be huge games, right?
Absolutely. And we're in must-win. We're in playoff mode here. We got to win all 3 to have a chance to get in. And that's been our focus. And, you know, take it 1 week at a time and hope we can go down and stomp on the Rams.
Yeah, that's the next game, St. Louis. You're going to go against a guy named Roger Saffold, I believe. He's their left tackle. seems like a pretty good athlete, 6'5", 315, comes out of Indiana. What do you know about the matchup that you're going to have?
You know, for me, I approach every week the same. Guys are going to do certain ways set-wise that you can either works for you or doesn't. But the biggest thing is we got to force them into third and longs, and we got to play with a lead so we can force them to expand, and I'm not getting double or triple team. Like, I mean, that Bears game, I got bruises. I never thought I'd find bruises on me. Mm-hmm. But, I think if we can force them into third and long situations, I mean, we have to take care of Steven Jackson first. I mean, he is an absolute phenomenal running back and has been in this league for a long time. Then I think we can dictate the pace and we can throw things at a relatively young offensive line to hopefully create some matchups in our favor.
Last one before we go, how is Jared Allen's home for Wounded Warriors going?
It's going great. You know what? We had our first annual Helping Heroes Gala. It was huge. We raised over $300,000, and now we're just moving forward and starting to find our candidates and starting to build these houses.
And on Sunday, you got to go find Sam Bradford. Think you can do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do my darndest. You know, I'm one away from 10, so I got to go out there and heat it up. And it'd be nice to have a good game right before Pro Bowl voting, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that'd be good. All right, man. Good luck.
Appreciate it.